We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
When Nick Boynton and Brent Sopel say everybody knew in that locker room, you think they're telling the truth?
I 100% believe both of them. And I haven't spoken to either of them since the last time I would have ran into them at a training camp. So for them to come forward to corroborate the story, I owe them a huge thank you, as I do Paul Vincent, yourself, and many, many others. John Torchetti, my family and friends for supporting me, my girlfriend Bianca for being there for me every single day. But for those individuals that came forward early on with absolutely nothing to gain, they're heroes to me.
That's Kyle Beach on TSN yesterday with Rick Westhead. And it has been difficult to listen to. Layla, I think you put it eloquently, that opening our ears and opening our minds and hearts to hear this is a mitzvah. It's an effort to sensitize ourselves and to be empathetic more so, and to make up for what the Blackhawks themselves did not do in the last 10 years. And there's some positive energy that we are beholden to provide here. And here to help us do that is Pat Parian. You may know him as Quad City Pat. And last time he was on these airwaves in this kind of capacity, he was helping us sort through some of the issues with Penn State. And unfortunately, it's what brings him back here now to the Score Hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. For the last 27 years, Pat has been an investigator of abuse and assault in homes, workplaces, elsewhere in the state of Illinois. Pat, how are you?
Good, Dan. I'd like to say this crap goes out to... Oh, wait, wrong segment.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, I'm doing good. You know, it's always a challenge, especially when these things happen. But first of all, I've got to say I have nothing but immense respect for Kyle Beach. He could have stayed John Doe forever, and still would have gotten his settlement and all that other stuff. But it takes a lot of courage to put that out there, and I think that kind of underscores what I was talking to you a little bit on the internet last night. Part of the reason this is so difficult for people is that you don't, when you think sexual assault or sexual abuse, you automatically think male sexually assaulting or sexually abusing a woman or a girl or whatever. You don't think about men being the victims. And it's very, very, very hard to get boys and men to talk about their victimization. So I think Kyle doing that yesterday, doing that interview and identifying himself as the victim, really probably helped his mental health quite a bit, but also, you know, hopefully opened some doors for a lot of people who are out there suffering with this stuff and haven't come forward.
Yeah, but I've always heard in the mental health circles, Pat, talking about it helps heal. And you mentioned how for us to all hear Kyle Beach's story, it doesn't just affect us, that hopefully it gives him some peace as well. Can you get into just the importance of, if somebody's been through this, if they have a place to talk about it or a person to talk about it to, that healing part of it?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's, there's a lot of new kind of innovations in counseling and therapy and talking about your victimization. One of the things that's become very popular here recently, and it really works well, is in it's kind of hard to explain, but instead of just say you've disclosed some victimization and you're going to see a therapist and then like the first day of therapy, the therapist, you know, wants you to talk about what happened or whatever. They kind of do a different thing, especially with younger kids, but it actually works well with adults too, where you just kind of go at your own speed in therapy. So if you're not willing to talk about the actual event the first time you sit down with a therapist, they're going to talk to you about just stuff, just kind of build some rapport, just build some comfort. And then over time, maybe it's 4 sessions, maybe it's 14 sessions, maybe it's 40 sessions, you get to the point where you can talk about the actual abuse that happened and process that in your own time. And I think that's the important thing, not just identifying yourself as a victim and talking to someone, but talking at your own pace and doing so over time. Some of the old models were literally, you know, come in, sit down with a therapist, you know, tell me why you're here, what happened to you, you know, bing, 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 bing. And that could be very traumatic in that, you know, doing it that quickly. So I think providing healing for Kyle and any other victims is a matter of working through it at their own pace. And when they're ready to discuss the deeper issues and what they're going through, the therapist reflects that back with them to kind of just ease them through the process.
What I find so retroactively frightening in this specific case are the number of ostensible professionals who failed Kyle Beach. When a team's mental skills coach is telling him to blame himself, it's evil. It's heartbreaking and evil. And I wonder now, Pat, if somebody is part of a larger group, one of these insular groups in which we find higher concentrations of some of these predators, what are ways to break that negative cycle? How can either someone within look for signs and reach outwardly for help? How do people break out of these prisons they don't even know they're in?
From my experience, and this is direct experience, has been more with high schools and things like that, where it can be a real insular community and they want to keep things in house, and don't want the police or child protection to be involved in some of these things. It really just takes one person to stand up and say, you know, this kid or this, you know, in the situation with the Blackhawks, this man was assaulted and we're not talking about it. And, you know, we need to go public. We need to involve law enforcement. We need to, you know, involve the authorities, whether you like it or not. And it's hard because, again, when you're working, especially again, it's something like the Blackhawks or Penn State or whatever, when you're working for a place that is, you know, it's your livelihood and you risk, you know, giving that up. But sometimes it just takes somebody taking that risk and you know, maybe going to a reporter and saying, hey, you might want to check into this. This is what we heard happened. I don't know for sure, but off the record, this is what I was told, and you need to, you know, why don't you delve into it? Or, you know, in like I said, the cases I dealt with high schools and stuff, you know, we've had people who weren't even directly affected come forward and say, you know, we heard this happen between Coach A and player B, and, you know, maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but we need to look into it. There's really no good way. It's probably not, quote unquote, a safe way for people to do that when they're in these insular communities, but doing the right thing always pays for itself in the end.
When I hear Kyle Beach talk, he brings up some things that I think are important for people to see. There are signs, and a lot of survivors of abuse talk about them. The going to alcohol or lashing out, what are some signs that are things that people might want to look for in people they know that indicate something might be wrong?
Well, some of the stuff that Kyle talked about, again, turning to alcohol, depression, with the kids like that I deal with, and even some adults, you know, kind of wild mood swings that were unusual. If a kid, for instance, was a very talkative, outgoing, you know, leader of the cheer squad kind of kid, and then all of a sudden they're in their room 18 hours a day, you know, wearing black and not talking to anybody, and always, you know, sobbing. You know, those kinds of things are kind of obvious that something happened. But the other ones, they're smaller things. Maybe it's just like they were always really good friends with a coach or whatever, or, you know, it seemed like they're very connected to the coach, and then all of a sudden they're completely avoiding that person, or they're completely avoiding a teacher or a favorite uncle who used to take them on fishing trips, and now they never want to go on fishing trips with the uncle, but they won't say why. So there's things like that, that like real behavior, noticeable behavior changes, I think is the big one. And of course with adults, it's more along the lines of what Kyle talked about, turning to alcohol or drugs, or sometimes depending on the person, they go from being relatively relatively like monogamous to start having multiple partners and promiscuous behavior and those kinds of things. Those can all be signs. Usually with adults, women, they are a little more willing to come forward with something, because that's the expectation, that if a woman gets assaulted on, a train or something like that happened in Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago, that person is going to come forward to the police or whatever. The issue here that I think what Kyle did is kind of underscores the problem with male victims, whether it's adults or children, is the stigma attached to a man being a victim. You saw it when he said that there was homophobic, after people started to understand there was homophobic slurs, there was mm-hmm. questioning his manhood, things like that. Those are all reasons people, men, boys, don't come forward when they've been abused, because that happens. It happens a lot. They start getting called, homophobic slurs. They get called, you know, sissies. They get called, you know, whatever. And that is a huge stigma to overcome. The other thing that happens a lot with boys who haven't, you know, especially as a, say, 8 to 11, 8 to 12, where they haven't really probably, you know, sometimes people say they know their sexuality from the time they were aware of themselves. Sometimes people say, I didn't really know I was, you know, whatever, homosexual, bisexual, pansexual until I was 18 or whatever. So when you talk about kids that are, you know, 8 to 11, 8 to 12, who maybe haven't firmly identified themselves with a sexual identity, and then they get assaulted by someone, and then everybody's calling them, you know, a slur because they were a victim, they're not going to, they don't want to talk about it. They want to isolate. And that's, you know, it sounds like kind of what Kyle did too, for a long time. And I'm, like I said, hopefully the emphasis and the focus that he put on, you know, some of the stuff that happened with the Blackhawks will help a lot of other people.
That's what we're trying to do, frankly. We're talking to Pat Parian, who is a veteran investigator of abuse and assault and an expert. While we're talking about the hard stuff here, let me really ask you, Pat, how does just a regular civilian who is not trained in such things, and I know a lot of people, a lot of teachers and coaches and mandatory reporters have taken some rudimentary courses in this, but if someone is listening right now who is worried about a friend, a loved one, a friend of a son or daughter, perhaps, and they're worried about abuse or assault, how does one bring this up without coming off as too aggressive and too accusatory, or without making that person withdraw further? What is the most sensitive, empathetic, successful way to reach out to someone you think really is in need right now?
I think for me personally, and this isn't necessarily informed by my profession, but just as a parent, I think that if it's a kid that you're worried about, your kid's best friend has got some complete behavior change. You know, he's been a straight A student and now he's getting bad grades and he's doing petty theft and he has some behavior stuff going on there. you know, if that kid that you're worried about happens to be over at your place, or you happen to be around them, and so you just kind of say, "Hey, buddy, you know, what's going on? How's life treating you?" You know, just kind of gently say, if, you know, if there's anything you need to talk about, I'm always here for you. And then just listen. And you know, if you have some overt information, obviously you need to call the hotline or contact the police. But if it's just a suspicion or you're worried, the best thing you can do is offer them an ear to listen to. If they want to tell you something, make sure they're comfortable by saying, "Hey, you know," and this is kind of a professional thing. It's how we set up interviews when we talk to kids about this stuff. You know, nothing you're going to tell me is going to shock me or make me feel differently about you. But if there's something going on, you know, just let me know or talk to me if you feel like it. And that does open some doors. It doesn't, you know, not 100%, obviously, but trying to get the kid comfortable with just saying, "Hey, I'm a safe person for you. If there's something going on in your life, whether it's with friends, whether it's with adults, whether it's whatever, I'm a safe person and you can talk to me." And kids, especially adults, are a little different because adults don't like to be necessarily looked on as, you know, having problems. Kids, you can be a little more direct with and just say, "Look, as I just said, hey, I'm a safe person. You can talk to me. I'm here for you if you need it," and start there. And then just kind of build that rapport over time. It may take a while. It may take weeks or months for them to finally break down and say, "Well, you know, last summer I was at, you know, Boy Scout camp and this happened and I haven't been able to deal with it." And then, you know, and then we get the ball rolling from there.
And I think one of the other things that is important here is, once again, the reiteration of the idea that perpetrators want people to think that they're alone. They want to isolate people. They want them to feel shame, like they can't speak up about this, like they're the only ones who have been victimized in this way, or something is wrong with them. And I think the importance of knowing that there's not as much shame in this as people may think. And just having that support for people. And then also, you mentioned the hotline. Where can people go to maybe reach out to somebody if they need?
Well, if you're there, there's and I don't have the state number is for child abuse is 1-800-252-2873. And you can also report online now at illinois.gov/DCFS. And then there's a couple of national hotlines. I don't have those numbers right off the top of my head.
I do. I have them in front of me. The 1-800 number you gave is also 1-800-25-ABUSE, 1-800-25-ABUSE. And outside of Illinois, as I have it here, it is 217-524-2606. That's the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services, 217-524-2606. Now, if it is an adult in question, I'm sure these hotlines can also probably direct you to the proper offices then.
Right. And there's also, again, like the RAIN, which is a national rape and violence anti-rape and violence organization. And that acronym is RAINN .com. They have a lot of resources. They have a hotline number. So if there's something like people aren't, especially adults, aren't comfortable necessarily coming forward to maybe the local police, there's that national hotline they can call to get assistance. And that they do a lot of good work with that agency. And there's also a couple of others out there that are pretty easily found with a Google search. But it's important to get the message out there. And like Layla said, it's really important for people to understand you're not alone in this. It doesn't matter. Your abusers will condition you to think you're alone and you're not, or that you somehow brought it upon yourself and you didn't. You know, and that's the sort of the tragedy of Kyle Beach, is that, you know, his people that he went to for assistance did what happens to, frankly, a lot of female rape survivors. You know, might as well ask Kyle what he was wearing and had he been drinking, because that's exactly what that mental health coach did. And that's just flat out wrong. And for that, the whole Blackhawks organization should be, you know, have a black mark on it permanently.
Pat Parian, thank you so much, not just for this today, but for everything that you've done for us and particularly in your job, for the sacrifices that you've made and for the lot of the pain that you deal with every day. So we hope that others don't. Thanks a lot for taking the time.
All right. Take care. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Pat.
That is Pat Parian, and you've known him through the years for a long time via the station as our friend Quad City Pat.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.